This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In terms of the different types of Ashkacha and the sense of the fact that there is a Ashkacha Mishpat, which means by the rules, we just did, how Hashem wanted it. But it's not absolute, and people choose to override it. But again, overriding it is not a whim. You have to understand something that's very important when we discuss the difference between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. They ask, if I say, hey, how come you didn't write a book? I said, you know what, I felt it became communist, this, that, the other thing. That doesn't exist by Kishpah. But there is an overriding hunger, since Kishpah wants everything to turn out right at the end of things, and that everything be the way it's supposed to be. So that hunger overrides this hunger. So that is called Shlita V'Yichud. And that's very important to understand the two different types of Hanhaga. And this is very different. So Hashem wants to realize the end of everything, and that is what you call Yichud. And Hashem uses that, since that's a goal, he realizes he's not going to get it, but he uses that. So there's a safety net, which is called that Hagas HaYichud, which means Akash Brahu gets to the goal that he wants and nobody's going to stop him. And that is only when the Bria is threatened with extinction, if you have to use it. So it's very important to understand the on, and the Ramchal uses this constantly. This is that's when this is how we put it there. There are two ongoing aspects. The most common one, and one that the Prophet wants should be ongoing, is Kodan Has Yichud. And that means there's rules, everything you look at, and you work your way, and that's it. There's another Hanukkah, that's called Hanukkah, which means the ultimate book of Shfarhu. Shfarhu wants the world to exist and to actually do what it's saying, and actually reach the goal in mind. If man is not doing it, there's an overrun, and I'm going to draw who does it. Okay, so that's one important element to understand how Hashkach works. Two, Beit. There are also two flows of Hashkach. So, an August Taguf determines how much a person has, doesn't have to suffer, enjoys, etc. The Mashal is who a Mishka Skull of Idea, the Kibber Summer, the Spar, the Karmas, and Nashis. And as far as the Shema goes, is that how much a person will understand how and Hashem itself. Now, we have three areas that are under the general umbrella of Asfas Nefesh. One is understanding, two, closeness to Hashem Baruch Hu, three, the chivas of the purpose. So the ultimate good matzav in Rokhis is people should be constantly dug in Chachma. Also, the voicing of the emes is clear and true. Riches is humbled, and deception is cast aside. Everything in the world is focused on Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all the midas are strengthened. The bad midas are disconnected there, and what happens together is pure kashal of Hashem, tranquility, and we must yisurim and no harm, and no pain, no suffering. The other world will be mashed from the world. The submit myself, will be happy with all with the world, and the world will be in ecstasy. The heaven calls there. When people are immersed in Chachma, and they discuss it with Chachma, their focus is very little. The emes asa and truth is cast and wickedness is present. At times, there's much deception and mistake. A voice of this person with all sorts of false ideas. I mean, this is a false. There is a first of all, negative and parallel to that. A hashkit cause of a child with a very fully these sermons of Ram, there's a lot of pain. But over as long as we're in the world, but her Olam Heuler Kilonez, the micro is something. The world looks like it's just kind of everything is fate. No, So he says, your parallel track and Ashbar. And those tracks are both Nagea, the physical world and the physical world. Now, let's explain this. Just like, for instance, imagine the following. You have a person who has a problem with his heart. His heart's not being strong, it's not enough. All the different limbs of the body. So the problem is not just like a blood. Everything else goes with it. There are a lot of infections all over the place. There's deterioration. There's atrophy of various parts and so on. Numbness. There are a lot of symptoms that describe this type of problem, this type of lack. The same thing is true in the big picture between what happens in the world. Saimitzad Ruchnius, Saimitzad Gashmius. When Ruchnius is flowing and it's well and it's good and so on, then the world is in a very good state. When and everything else functions with it. When it's not, then everything also goes kaput. The two things come together. That's a cloud gathering all these things, and therefore one is a symptom of the other. If the world is a good world, it's a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. So everything everything clicks, everything runs. So the hashgacha works both on the ruchnius and the gashmius because they are codependent. Okay, let's see Gimel. Vehine hamatzav ikvarnizbaer vechelik alopay dalit sheula matzav she'adam boy mazdo matzav shachumis achayse sharshibay. We explained before that our default setting is negative, very physical, full of darkness. Enlightenment and good associates us with it. It's sort of we are first and foremost physical beings with an akunda, with an element of das and seichel. Vehine bereishis told us shadom sichlusi rabba dayatimat. When a person begins his life, there's a lot of foolishness and a lack of knowledge. As he grows older, there's a development of his das. This is all totally in hashpava kashpavu. Ki kifima she yushpa la adam ken yimotz by mitzias ve kalokrat. Because the more hashpava of chiz as a person, the more his das and so on. V'sheir shakol hu inyan ha'aras panav esteir v'shabaran l'maylach ikal pregdal. Sh'sheir sh mitzias ha'tei v'rab ha'mog shahim. So we explained before that everything is determined by the amount of hashpah coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a person. And the mela, as much, there are two settings, yes hashpah and not hashpah, or hest upon it. And the more there's hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more there's a possibility of developing ha'ara, and the less. She'be'arnu, she'ushares me'tzis ha'tev ha'ahu ma'ashim, v'ine hashpah nimshach zekar ospar ha'steir, k'v'ashlik z'chachon yoyna. And the amount of Hashpah Kadosh Baruch Hu gives rise to a ribui, hazakus vayekar, flourishing of things, purity, cheshivus. Umashpos ha-hesti yivoleit, chisor and arzu shiflus. So all of these things are, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah then creates and develops in a person the potential for better or worse. Because there are so many variations in a person's personality, in certain areas it can be very refined, very spiritual, in certain areas very down. Al kein hashpah shetushpa lehem lefima sheroi yimotzebem so shia binyona akovis min ha'or v'hester. So all of these hashpahs are a combination of various amounts of hester and ha'or. It's not, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now bestowing good, it's also on bad. It's so complicated. It's just like when you take a picture of something, the places that have black dots come up black, the place of white, and it's a huge, it's a very complex amount of things. The hashkacha, which is the feedback to the person, is going to be extremely complex because the person is complex. The alken hashpah shosna if you are shosh botzem tzor shibin ar kovim and ar arastek if you are shosh shavol mashpoyim. So mail the hashpah kashpah is going to be multifaceted. Okay, fima she yishtar yishpah, kfi aseda she yusta v'adrog yishushar nyan v'ashpah, and as the hashpah comes to Hashpah, that's exactly how, that's exactly what comes out of it. Just like when I give a huge sheet of instructions to my screen, what picture, there will be an extraordinary and complex amount of pixels lit up, not lit up, which ones, and together it brings out the picture. That's what happens to a person. A person's meisim require a whole bunch of different types of hashpah, and this is what comes out of it. Okay, I hope tomorrow we'll finish up.